You are lying. I nearly hit you.
CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
That's right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Ashley Kissman. I will bring you until 2 p.m. This is What Pink Sounds Like, a music show all about celebrating women in media and in music. So what you're going to find in the next hour is just a lot of... Excuse me, frog in my throat. A lot of bands with females in them and female musicians. And that's what we love to do in this lunch hour every Tuesday here on CITR. We're going to get the show started off right with a band from Seattle that's been stealing the hearts of many. And fittingly, their name is The Head and the Heart. Here it is right here on Pink Sounds Like. Don't go anywhere.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell.
Rivers and roads.
till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you.
And that was The Head and the Heart off their self-titled album, The Head and the Heart. And, you know, I make this playlist and make this show, What Pink Sounds Like, all about celebrating women in media and music, or FemCon, as we call it here in the radio world. And I think I can get away with playing that band because they do have one lovely lady in it and the rest are guys. But this band is getting a lot of praise right now. Even in kind of mainstream forms of media, such as Rolling Stone and Spin Magazine, they're kind of blowing up everywhere. And of course, they're from the West Coast, right down south of us in Seattle. So I always like to check out West Coast music. It's always a lot of fun that way. So check that out. Self-titled album, The Head and the Heart. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ashley Kissman. And I know a few weeks prior, I was gone for 2 weeks. Oswaldo, the host you just heard with the morning after show, took over for me. And now I'm trying to get back in the groove. But that's the one bad thing about going on vacation, is that whenever you come back, it's always that much harder to kind of get back into the normal groove of, you know, your daily happenings and what you have to do and what you have to prepare for. So today's show is going to be fun because I'm going to try a bunch of different types of music. We're going to talk about a bunch of different types of things. And sometimes shows like this are really fun, is when they're not as outlined as I usually have them. So I'm really stoked. We're going to play lots of music, going to fit lots of music in the hour until 2 p.m. when I have to say goodbye. But just always remember, whatever you hear on here, I update my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, so you can check it out there. Later in the show, I'm really stoked to play for you this new hip-hop MC, actually, called L.A. And it's a female MC, and she's from Brooklyn. And I want to give you some more information about her later in the show. But she is really amazing. It's kind of like move over, you know, Nicki Minaj, that's kind of the big thing now in mainstream radio. This girl has this soul when it comes to hip hop that's like reminiscent of greats like Jean Grey, and even some Lauryn Hill aspects to her. And she's just not afraid to be herself. So we're going to play a bit of her, introduce you to her later in this hour. Also, I'm going to play for you later in the hour, Love Cuts. This is a newer band based out of Vancouver. And I recently wrote a review for their online EP in the latest issue of Discorder. So pick that up. It's free. It's the magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. And the June 2011 issue does feature my review of this trio girl band called Love Cuts. Pretty kind of garage bandy sound, but they're kind of addicting. So we're going to play that later in the show as well. Up first, of course, the latest from Katie Lang and the Sis Boom Band off their album Sing It Loud. This is their song, Perfect Word, right here on CITR.
Standing with your back to the wall, striking back is bringing out the worst in me. I these hated exchanges are consuming me.
So
And that was Alison Krauss and Union Station off their album Paper Planes. And then that was the Paper Airplane. And that was the first track titled with the album called Paper Airplane. And before that was Katie Lang with the Sis Boom Band. So I think I've got my country fix in for the hour. Because, you know, we're pretty eclectic here on what Pink sounds like and here on CITR. Next up, I want to introduce to you the Love Cuts. This is a trio of lovely ladies from Vancouver. So a great local band, and I recently reviewed their online EP for Discorder magazine, so be sure to pick that up. We have Katie McWinnie on vocals and guitar, Cheryl Carpenter on drums, and Tracy Vath on vocals and bass. And I love their Bandcamp page because there's a picture of them all sitting on a bed, seemingly drinking beer, which is always cool. They look like pretty chill girls. And what this trio lacks in kind of talent and experience, they make up for attitude, and that's for sure. They've got these lo-fi beats and shouted lyrics and this kind of catchy melodies in a lot of their songs, and they kind of remind me of girl punk legends like La Tigra and Heavens to Betsy, but their songs are about much more simpler things and a simpler time, you could say. This next track I'm going to play for you is called I Will Kiss Anyone, and I love it because it's very self-explanatory. Let me know what you think right here on CITR. And that was Ostra. That's Katie Stelmanis' kind of goth pop project right now. And that was off the album Feel It Break. And that was the song The Future. And I usually don't like the goth pop stuff, but I'm really loving that album. It's got some kind of more dancey, again, poppy beats to it, but it still has this really hypnotizing undertone that kind of just makes you gravitate towards it. The really big hit off of that one is Beat and the Pulse. And that one, that video is actually pretty sweet. I put it on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. It's all about exploring female erotica, which is pretty cool because two of the band members of Ostra are gay, and they like to mix their views about being lesbians into their music, which I think is really powerful when you become that kind of, not necessarily a spokesperson, but definitely you're a musician who's comfortable with their sexuality and not afraid to infuse it into their music in a meaningful way. So that's really cool. Be sure to check that out. And anyways, guys, so I'm really excited to play for you this MC called LAMC. She is too cool. I'm going to give you this, bring up this track right now. This is off her Vimeo page on her website, and I'll tell you more about it after this cut. Let me know what you think if you like it. 604-822-2487 is the number. And hear it, guys. Check it out. This is LA the MC from Brooklyn.
Reaching at a climax, but the world is still my prison. Cause soon as I get signed up, they gonna form a system. Ripping off my clothes while saying this is how they listen. I know I cannot let up, but yo, I wanna live up like heaven is on earth. But Lucifer makes the setups. Every time I'm sinning, he is winning and I'm fed up. See him laughing at me as he tells me keep my head up. Now I'm in the center like a purgatory, trying to find a better story. Something like the sons of glory, daughter of self-sacrifice. Cause I'm trying to make it right, but I'm getting caught up in this game that they call in life. Cause my auntie needs new shoes, daddy sleeps in navvies, mommy needs a getaway somewhere out in Cali while I'm just watching Nikki saying, God, you cannot fail me. Put me on this lane so there's something you gotta tell me. Is it really gonna take this long? Dumb niggas winning, got my sleep all wrong. Up at 5 in the morning getting busy on a song. I hear my mother crying cause my father's far gone. Must have been the money that took away our power. Funny how the paper turns a strong into cowards. Funny how the paper turns a sunny into showers. Funny how the paper crumbles hearts like the towers. Yo, science, please excuse my venting. My heartbeat boxes as the time keeps cementing. Can't find love cause my mind is on the next thing. Have my guard up, there is nothing I'm expecting. Now I'm drowning in a blessing, but a curse I'm contesting. These words God's injecting while the demons are protesting. See my soul, I'm investing. The truth I'm attesting. This is called protecting. Swear to God, yo, this is called protecting. Baptized out of water, Holy Spirit out of water. It's unfortunate how the game border. Her meaning me meaning I. Eyes can't see the future, but I know it's mine. But the contradiction of the fate is a deadly line. One must cross, it's something like a crime. They told me leave the real, and it would be mine. But I'm seeing Lauryn Hill, the devil is a lie. So Lord Jesus, please redeem me from my scorned nights. My heart grieves in the need of a new life. As I proceed to take speed off a turnpike, I seem to dream of the way to make wrong rights. Catch 22, either way I'm running to. I'm gonna be a savior, but I'm gonna make murder too. Devil watching every move, chess game with the queen, making sure that I'ma lose. But I can never, a heart with a vendetta, a formulation of living the life of Cinderella. They locked me in a cellar, buried up my keys. So I'm biting through these bars so they can finally see me. Finally see the real dream. Something like the hope unseen. Science, are you listening?
Yeah,
I think I'm finally ready. So sign me, but don't sign me. Have me, but don't hide me. Wanna take it all, but keep my soul inside me. Success is like a dying plea, but death is its Siamese. Brother science, I am falling up in a circus like a trapeze. Have to change it all, but promise that you'll find me. Fucking town, watch this bitch light up. LA.
And that was LA the MC, not from LA, but from Brooklyn. And I think she's one to watch. So I'm going to have more information on her and how to download her mixtape on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. If you're feeling it, I want to know, because I got to, you know, thanks to my friend Andrew Wong in Toronto for sending me this. I met her back at CFUV actually in Victoria on Vancouver Island. I'm really feeling it. And I've always been kind of a hip hop head. So that's really cool. That's what you're going to get on What Pink Sounds Like. Little bit of country, little bit of hip hop, little bit of everything. And we're going to kick it off next with Everybody. If you might recognize this song from the Chevy Cruze commercials, this is VV Brown right here on CITR.
Don't you think it's funny how we're different, but yet we're all the same? Running from our similarities as if we're on a speeding train. Maybe you are thinking you're an alien coming from outer space. But don't you get it twisted, cause we're simply all a part of human race. Everybody needs love in their life, how it fits us all the same. Everybody needs warmth and needs love, how we need it every day. Everybody needs you and needs me, we're not differently the same. Everybody say yes if you do, everybody shout out if it's true. Everybody needs that. Why we always fussing over silly little things, why do we care? Can we see the beauty in the difference and appreciate it there? So afraid of meeting different people, trying things we never knew. But maybe if we took a look and listened good, we'd all know what to do.
Car-free Vancouver Day will once again envelop our town in forward-looking fun on Sunday, June 19th. From noon to 8 p.m., come to Main Street between 12th and 28th for an all-day street festival in celebration of leaving the vehicle at home and taking to the streets for a day of community camaraderie. See your city from a new perspective, standing in the middle of the road. To learn more, check out carfreevancouver.org.
So that was VV Brown with Everybody, a song that's been made popular by the latest Chevy Cruze commercials. And before that was L.A. the MC. Now, don't be confused when she says L.A. the MC, because she is actually, in fact, from Brooklyn. And her website is youcancallmela.com. You, spelled just you, no Y-O-U. You know, we got to abbreviate everything now. youcancallmela.com. And she's just, I don't know, there's something interesting about her. I think she's going to be kind of that it girl. The website is where you can go and download her mixtape, The Presentation. And it's kind of funny, her album art for that online mixtape is reminiscent of Kanye West's kind of albums, the Graduation and everything. So she's got a costume on of a mascot and everything. So she's pretty young. I mean, I'm not sure how old she is. It's been kind of hard to find a lot of bio about her. But anyways, I'll look that up. I'm going to have that all on my website for more information for you. If you're just tuning in, this is What Pink Sounds Like on CITR, an hour dedicated to celebrating women in media and in music. We've had a lot of fun so far talking about the Love Cuts, local Vancouver trio that you got to check out. And we've also been talking about LA the MC. And next up, I want to play for you the Ravenettes. This is their track Recharge and Revolt off their album Raven in the Grave, right here on CITR.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Yes, tune in to Cabaret Radio, but for now you're tuned in to What Pink Sounds Like. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman, and that was Shannon and the Clams. That was the cult song, and you can probably see why it was called the cult song, because it's kind of cultish, scary. Anyways, guys, that's off their album 1-2-3 Go, check that out. They're a really, really, really fun band. Lots of great concerts coming up in the area. Tonight, if you're a Megan Smith fan, she is performing at Kelowna, BC tonight. And tomorrow, she'll be in Vancouver at the Media Club. So for more information about her latest stuff, go to megansmith.com. cricketsorchestra.com, and you can check her out there. Her last album was The Crickets Orchestra, but she has recently released The Crickets Quartet, which is her latest EP, and you can get that on iTunes as well. So check that out if you're interested in going to a show tomorrow. That might have a bad timing for her if you're a Canucks fan, of course, because game 7 is tomorrow. And you know, I had to bring that up sometime in the show today. I was never a huge hockey fan, but since moving to Vancouver in January, I have to say I've been caught up in the Canucks spirit. In fact, Oswaldo and one of our staffers here were just talking about game 6 and what a letdown it was and kind of how depressing it was. Because, you know, I guess when we lose hard. You know, we do it stylishly and horribly. So maybe that means when we win tomorrow, yes, I'm being optimistic, when we win tomorrow, we'll do it famously, swimmingly, smashingly, what other words I can say Lee at the end of, but hopefully that will be good. If you're not a hockey fan, definitely check out the Megan Smith Show as a great alternative. Also coming to Media Club June 22nd, and I have to say CITR and Discorder Magazine are proud to sponsor, are the Times New Viking. So it's happening Wednesday, May 22nd. Don't worry, hockey will be over by then. And it's everybody's favorite lo-fi cassette recorded rock band from Ohio, actually. Their latest album is called Dancer Acquired, and I'm going to play a track off that very soon. Doors are at 8. Tickets are only, I believe, $13, so definitely check all the information out on our website, citr.ca. And to give you a little taste of that music, I'm going to play Ever Falling in Love.
holding on to figure out the rest.
That last band was Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas with their album Weird Looking Women in Too Many Clothes. I just love funky album names, and that was the track In the City, which I think is anyone's anthem if they're in transition or awkwardly 20-something like I am. So it's a really fun song, really fun album. They actually are from Detroit, Michigan, which is pretty cool. It's definitely a band I've been playing quite a bit on What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. Well, my time is almost up, but don't go anywhere. Linda B with Give 'Em the Boot is coming up next on CITR, and you know you're going to have fun with that show. I'm hoping I got anyone through the lunch hour. If you needed some little music to do that, I know I had quite the eclectic show today, but that's why you gotta love CITR for that very reason. And I'm going to leave you with a song that I bet none of you could have guessed I will now play. I'm a really huge Nina Simone fan, and a lot of musicians today and artists today will cite kind of her jazz and musical influences into their work, because she's just one of those classic artists. Recently, it was released, the Nina Simone Anthology, kind of a album of her best work, and on it I actually found this track called Mississippi Goddamn, and excuse my language, this next song will have lots of that very wording in it, so for my sensitive listeners, you may want to switch the channel for a few minutes, but then be sure to come back. Anyways, this song has a specific meaning because she wrote it during a time of the civil rights movement in the States, and talking about what happened in Mississippi at the time was especially gruesome, where obviously blacks were, you know, tortured and beaten in the streets and just treated with the utmost no respect at all. So this song is a fun one. She doesn't make light of the issue, but the music instrument behind it is light, that you almost, it's a rallying call. It's a rallying call to blacks in the South. So there you go. Just when you thought it couldn't get any more eclectic, that's what I'm going to leave you with here on What Pink Sounds Like. For podcasts, you can definitely check out CITR.ca of all the shows here at CITR, and you can check out my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, and that's where we'll also have the podcast, as well as some more information about today's show and past shows there, and also my ramblings and rants as they happen. Have a great day, guys, and stay tuned to CITR.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer.